Hi guys, my name is Kelsey Maddox. We take a moment of silence with me just so I can, whatever you want to do with the moment, do with it. I just need to take a minute with my higher power. Okay, thank you guys. Again, my name is Kelsey Maddox. I feel like right now, I know that I'm, you know, here to share experience, strength, and hope. I don't always necessarily share it in that order, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. Sometimes I kind of jump around, so be patient with me. I feel like I had to say, like, a little prayer, and I use the term prayer because that's what, like, makes the most sense to me. Sometimes it's, like, positive vibes, you know, and sometimes it's words, and sometimes it's feelings, and sometimes it's who knows what, just like energy, and my prayer today was words, and it was, God, please violently throw me out of the way, like, just pick me up and toss me to the side, because I feel like there's a lot, like, going on. He's the best, thank you. I just, like, need to share, I think, about, like, where I'm at now, just to kind of maybe to get me out of the way. Today, like, actually these last couple days, there have been some things that have happened in my life. Some of it is, like, for me to share, and some of it is just not my place to share, so I'll share my part. And, like, I have been so full of fear with so many things in my personal life, and, like, whenever I'm full of fear, like, I just want to use something outside of me to make me feel better, whether that's, like, a person, because, like, I can use people today, you know, or, like, I want to buy something new, or whatever it is, I just want to, like, act out, you know, and it's, like, so hard for me not to, because I'm not used to that. I'm not used to just being, like, still, you know, like, I want to, like, obsess over my schoolwork, or, like, obsess over, like, anything that's not recovery, because, like, anytime that I pick up literature, I talk to another addict, like, I'm faced with a solution, you know? So then, like, I have to do something about it, like, today, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that, like, that when I am faced with a solution, like, 9 times out of 10, I do bumble my way through towards the solution, which is cool in my own way, you know? And, like, I still am the type of person, I need a lot of, like, outside validation. Like, I need you to, like, think that I'm okay in order for me to feel like I'm okay. And, like, recently in my life, we'll talk about all this stuff, but, like, my principal from high school, so weird, is really close to me. My daughter calls him Pop-Pop. So I called him, and I was, like, dealing with all this stuff. I'm like, blah, 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 this is all the stuff that's going on. I don't know what to do with it. And I feel like I'm the bad guy. Like, any time that there's, like, an issue that pops up, I immediately think that I'm the one in the wrong, because typically I am. I have been most of my life the bad guy, you know? And so I'm like, I just, like, need to know, like, what's going on here. He's like, no, dude. Like, maybe for the first moment in your life, like, no, you're not. This is okay. Like, things just happen sometimes. Like, it's not good or bad. It just is, you know? And I was like, okay, like, I told, like, I was like, I have such a girl brain. Like, I will ask you 5,000 times, like, you love me, right? You know? Like, I need to know that I am loved. And he was like, yeah, of course I love you. I'm like, okay. And then I went to work, and I was, like, super stressed out yesterday, and I, like, I went in, and there was, like, I'm a server, and, you know, server life. They're like, oh, we need you here at 5, so of course I show up at 4:30, and they're like, yeah, you have a table coming in at 7:30, you know, and just whatever, stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, I'm so over it, blah, blah, like, mad, and as soon as I walk up to, like, all the other servers, they're like, Kels, hey, what's up, we missed you, what's going on, how are you feeling, da, 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 and it was, like, in that moment, it, like, all of the crap that was, like, inside of me immediately, like, fell away. Like, I felt all the love, you know? And that was, like, my second little burst of, like, okay, no, this is okay. Like, I'm okay. Like, everything's okay. And then this morning, I was talking to my sister, and And she's, like, one of the most important people in my life today, which is also really beautiful. Like, just the fact that she wants me in her life is amazing. Like, that's one of the biggest gifts that I have, because she has no reason to want me in her life, you know, the stuff that I did to her when we were younger. And I was talking to her, and she said the same thing. I was like, do you think that I'm the asshole? I'm sorry, I'm swearing there's children, but, like, I'm the a-hole. Like, do you think that I'm the jerk? And she was like, no, dude, like, it's okay. Like, and they don't have to be either. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, this person's good and this person's bad. Like, it all just is, you know, yet again. And she was like, and I love you, man. Like, I love you so much, and I look up to you, and I'm proud of you, you know? And, like, listing all the stuff, like, you're in school, you're working, you have a beautiful daughter that you love and take care of, you know, just, like, telling me all this stuff. And that was, like, another moment where I feel like so many times, and I'm sure that, like, all moms go through this, all human beings go through it, like, I'll have, like, a couple months where, like, I'm, like, I feel connected, I feel like I'm doing all the right stuff, I feel like, you know, everything's set in place, and then I'll have another couple months where I'm doing zero things differently. I'm doing everything the exact same way that I did on the last 3 months, and I still feel like I'm messing everything up, you know, that I'm, like, not good enough, and, like, fear jumps in, and, like, all this stuff, and, like, in that moment today, whenever she was like, no, man, like, I love you so much, you know, I was, like, at peace. I'm like, oh, you're right, like, I'm kind of the shit, you know, like, I'm actually, like, I'm doing the darn thing, you know, I'm gonna, like, violently swing back and forth between swearing and not swearing, so, bear with me on that, too, but, yeah, like, it felt so good, and, like, I'm trying to ride that, and be okay, you know, and, like, I'm just so grateful to be, like, do you know, like, how good of company each one of us is in right now? Like, I look at all of you guys, and, like, I know a lot of you, some of you I don't, but, like, even the ones that I don't know, like, I know you, you know? Like, and I love you. Like, that is, and there's so many, like, there's so much love to be shared here today, and it's, like, it's so beautiful, because, like, we all come from, like, so many different walks, but, like, we're all exactly the same, you know? And, like, but all different. It's, like, so hard to explain, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It just feels so good to be, like, on the same level, because I spend so much of my time feeling like I'm less than or sometimes better than, you know, and that shit's not real. I'm not, you know. I remember whenever I was in rehab, and the one woman, she was in recovery. She still is in recovery, thank God. And she was a tech, and we were, like, doing some treatment activity, and she said, she was talking about ego, and she said that, that, like, you know, we're all, like, as an addict, like, we're very egotistical. And I was like, speak for yourself. Like, I am not egotistical. Like, I don't know what you think this is, but I'm not. Like, I'm not self-centered. I'm not egotistical. Da, da, da. And she was like, you think that, like, ego means that you feel like you're better than everybody else, but, like, that's not what it is. Like, ego is here, and ego is here, and then, like, humility is in the middle. You know, so, like, who are you to think that you're worse than anybody else? And that is how I've felt my entire life. My entire life, when I walk in to a room full of people or a pavilion full of people or whatever, I walk in thinking, like, I am so much lower than every single one of you, you know? And, like, how refreshing it is to not feel that way today. And I might feel that way tomorrow, I don't know. You know, like, it changes all the time. But, like, today I walked in here and I saw all you smiling people and, like, people were, like, playing guitar and singing and, like, we're dancing and, like, you know, like, everybody's just, like, we're all loving each other. Like, some of you might have been judging me, that's okay, but, like, I wasn't judging you, you know? Like, that's so refreshing for me. It's so refreshing. I forget what the word is right now, but I'm supposed to, like, talk about what it was like. And also, I didn't bring a phone up here, so if you guys can let me know whenever whatever happens. Or does anybody have a watch?
I think it's dark.
Okay, whatever. Thanks. Anyway, so I grew up in, like, I like to say that, like, I didn't have, like, a bad childhood that I had, like, a difficult one, maybe. It was, definitely. I want to, like, keep it real. And it's been a long time since I've really, like, shared about it. I've done a lot of, like, I've said a lot of, like, you know, it was rough, but, you know, like, this person was sick or that, or whatever. But, like, for myself, like, it was traumatic. Like, it was a traumatic childhood. I remember numerous occasions, or two or three times, my mom, like, tried to kill me. There was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of drug use. We used together eventually. The whole thing that comes along with that, like, I feel like a lot of people can probably relate. Like, there's a lot of, like, tragedy and traumatic experiences that come along with it, and that's real. That's just what it is. Like, I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to make it sound worse than it was. It just was a thing. And we were poor, you know, because, like, everybody's using. So, like, I always felt like I was, like, the poor kid in school. Like, that's where, like, the whole I'm not good enough thing started. I went to school in the middle of nowhere. Everyone was poor. You know what I mean? But, like, I didn't see it that way. Like, the self-centeredness of our disease, like, I thought that I was, like, the worst and the lowest and all that. And when I was a kid, so I, like, read books, got super, like, into those, ran from God because I thought that he did it to me. Whatever it was that was done was his fault. My mom was, like, super religious, so I, like, totally rebelled against all of that. She thought that, like, everything was my fault, that's what we do in our addiction. Like, it's never going to be my fault. You know what I mean? Like, I may have punched you in the face. That was your fault. Do you know what you did to me first? Like, you don't even know. It doesn't matter. It's your fault. And that's, like, so that's real, you know, and that's where she was. And she had her own, like, traumatic experiences. That's just how, you know, the cycle. And I'm just going to, like, run through some stuff. So school, I, like, did really well in. Like, I was the one that was, like, shooting heroin and getting, like, pretty decent grades, you know. I didn't have to, like, try super hard. I was just talking to someone before the meeting that was talking about how, like, they tried to, like, take notes and, like, do all this stuff, and that, like, was the wrong way. Like, that's how I am. Like, if I'm sitting in class and I listen to everything that you said, it just, like, goes in, you know? And, like, I mean, it doesn't stay forever. I'm not, like, a genius, by no means, but I test well, you know? And I can just, like, do that stuff well, luckily, thank God, you know? Anyway, so I did that, and first drug, I was, I don't know, like, 11 probably, somewhere between 10, 11, and 12, and my mom was, like, I had a stomach ache real bad, and I was, like, what the truth was, I was, like, dehydrated, and, because I was a real nervous little kid. Like, I internalized everything. Like, I was real quiet, and, like, I know you guys don't believe me now, but I was, when I was a kid, I was super quiet, and, like, all that, and, I was, like, whatever, going through it physically, and my stomach hurt, and my mom was like, oh, like, cool, morphine, right? That will help you. And it makes sense, because that's what helped her. Like, if she's having a bad day, morphine. If she has stomach ache, you know, like, that makes sense. So that's what I did, and it was, dude, like, it took everything away. Like, I didn't care that I was, like, not cool in school. I didn't care that, like, I got a B on one of my tests. I didn't care that, like, you know, I was bullied. Nothing mattered. I didn't care that I wasn't the star basketball player. I didn't care that my mom beat me. Like, I didn't care. Like, none of that mattered anymore in that moment, you know, for a solid half an hour or whatever. And I, like, wanted that more, you know. So, like, I didn't use every day, but it was, like, over time I would have more stomach aches or more headaches or whatever, like, more stuff like that. And she'd be like, okay. I started using more. Like, then I found, like, the man of my dreams when I was, I don't know, 13. I was in love with him. And that was great. But, like, he was, like, straight edge, you know. So, like, that didn't work out. And then I found the next man of my dreams when I was 15, and he did do drugs, so it was perfect. This was going to be great. And I would get, like, his family to, like, buy me cigarettes and, like, you know. Then I started doing the recreational drug use, because recreation to me is if I use it every day, but, like, not all day. I'm not smoking weed in school, so, like, it's recreational. And you know how the progression goes, like, once I was, like, smoking weed, within 6 months I was shooting heroin. It's just how I was. It's just the kind of addict that I am, whatever it is. Like, I'm going to use it hard. Like, if I find a person that I'm going to use, because I get high off of people, like, I have the ability to get high off of a person, and, like, I will use you, like, so hard and so fast. And, like, and that's scary, you know? Like, we talk about codependency. That's what that is. Like, codependency sounds nice. It's not, you know? For me, I don't know. Maybe you're a nice codependent person. I'm not. Like, I need you to fill me up, you know? And whenever you can't, then you're gone. I'm moving immediately on to the next one. Sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it because it feels so good. You know, like, I just feel so good whenever I'm using you. The beauty of it, maybe I shouldn't say beauty of it, but, like, the beauty of, like, what today has is that I have so many amazing people around me to tell me, hey, like, that's probably a codependent relationship, or, like, you know, is this real or is it not? And I'm not just talking about men. I've had women in my life that, like, I used them. And so I have to, like, take a serious look at that. I was using, and eventually, so when I was 14, my dad passed away, and the order, it's all, like, a blur. There were years of, between 14 and 18, I don't remember much. Like, my dad passed away, then his mom passed away, and then his sister, and then it was my other grandma, or no, it was my brother, and then my other grandma, my mom, a bunch of friends. Like, it was just, like, boom, 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 you know? Like, I just lost all these people in a really short amount of time, and, like, that's traumatic. Like, I know we've all lost people, and it's sad, dude. Like, it hurts, and it, like, tears a piece of us, like, off, you know? And, like, today it's been years, you know? Since those losses, but, like, every time now that, like, we lose another one, like, it brings a little bit of that back, you know? So I'm just gonna backtrack a little bit from that. When I was 17, I was, like, kicked out of high school all the time. Like, I told you, Pop, my principal, from then, he will joke and say, like, there were times that you were walking through the halls, I didn't know if you were allowed to be there or not, you know, that you were, like, kicked out or dropped out every other week, which time are we talking about, you know, because he's funny. And remember, it was one of the times where I think he pulled me in, and this time he was like, I'll give you the option. Like, am I kicking you out or are you dropping out? Which one is it? And my mom didn't show up because she was, like, over it by this point. You know, like, she had her own drugs to do. She had her own shit going on. My sister was starting to get into stuff, you know, because every single drug that I did, I introduced to my sister. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't like that, but it was. I think she kind of, like, gave up on me, you know, my whole life. She was like, you're going to go to college and you're going to do this and you're going to get better and it's going to, but by the time I was 17, she's like, you're hit, you know, like, I don't think that there's much help for you. I'm going to focus on the little one, you know? I went in there and my principal was like, what are we doing here? Like, you decide. And in that moment, he kind of realized, like, she doesn't really have a whole lot of people backing her. You know, and I think that kind of, like, made a little click in his mind, like, maybe she needs some people. So I dropped out, and within the time that I dropped out, I'd had charges, too, from high school. I was, like, stealing stuff, doing what we do. And so that happened, and I was, like, afraid, whatever. So it started getting really bad at home because I wasn't in school, you know, and then it was like, and it was summertime, and my mom was like going through these periods where she was like, no, we're all going to get clean, like this, we're going to do it, you know, like we're all going to be sick for a month, because she was prescribed methadone, and so like we're all going to be like sick for a month, and then we're going to be clean forever, like that's what she wanted, you know. And I was like, no, dude, like, you got to get high for 20 years. That's how I thought. You got to get high for 20 years. I only got to get high for, like, 5 really solid years. That's not fair. No. You go ahead. Be sick. I'm not. And so she, like, was sleeping because that's, you know, detoxing. And I, like, was sneaking to try to steal the keys to go cop or whatever. And she caught me, and it was this big fight, and I am, things always got physical, and I started, by this point, I was a little bit stronger than her. Anyway, the cops came to the house, got me, and I remember sitting in the back of the cruiser, and I thought I was going to jail or wherever they take you when you're 17, and he was like, I started crying, you know, and like, the tears were not because of what I had just done or, like, because of what I had been doing for the last however many years. Like, it wasn't because of any of that. I was crying because it was Friday, and I knew that my boyfriend was coming home with a paycheck, and I was missing out. That's why I was crying. And so I go into the psych ward and, you know, go through the whole process, and I, like, threatened some people while I was in there, so they were, like, not happy with me. And then I saw this girl, she was doing like the shuffle thing. and I was like, yes, an addict. This is gonna be great. She's coming into my room. I need her on my side. This is gonna be wonderful. And it turned out that she was not. She was on taking medication for other reasons. Took too many medications for other reasons, and after a couple days she kind of came to, and we were talking in my room, and they gave me the option. They were like, you should go, you know, to rehab. And I was like, no, probably not, but maybe I'll think about it. Like, how long are we talking? And they were like, yeah, like a week, you know. So they told me, they're like, you'll be there for a week. And I was like, okay, maybe. And a few of you have heard this before, but Thunder in the Valley was next week. I had a lot of, like, these were some serious options I needed to weigh. Am I going to go to rehab and miss out on Thunder in the Valley? You know, like, I don't know. There's a lot of, can't do that. So I sat down and was talking to this girl who was also in the psych ward, patient, and I thought, she probably has the best answer for me. You know, I was like, this is the girl that I need to find solution from. And so I said, are you, like, what do you think, dude? Like, do you think, I don't know what to do here. And she was like, I think you should go to rehab. Like, you're a mess, dude. Go. Get out of here. You can go to Thunder Valley next year, you know? And so I did that, and I went because she told me to, because, again, I'm, like, I was so, like, introverted and so fearful and, like, just, like, had all this stuff inside of me. I knew that I just, like, didn't know what to do, and I was willing to, like, listen to anybody else. The people-pleasing thing saved my life, you know, in the beginning. And I went, and I got high while I was there, but I didn't tell anybody. I still thought that I was clean. Truly, this girl came up to me and was like, oh, you have sleep medication. If we, like, hold those for, like, a week and then take them all at once, that'll be fun. And, like, never in my mind did I think, like, no, I probably shouldn't do that. That was never a thought. I immediately was like, oh, you'll like me if I do this? Okay. Like, that's, like, how my mind worked. Like, I didn't think, like, this is a relapse. I didn't think I shouldn't do this. None of that stuff went through my mind. The only thing that I thought was, oh, I want you to like me, so cool, let's do it. Yeah. And so I continued to be, like, every day in rehab, they were like, your name, how many days clean you have, all that, and I just went along with it. I ended up leaving because I, like, punched something. I was like, I don't know. And I was asked to leave. Okay, I'll be honest. They asked me to leave. And so I left. And then, but I went to meetings, you know, because, like, in that moment I had, like, my first while I was in rehab, like, they took me to meetings and they showed me, like, what the solution was, and I knew that you had the solution for me. Like, from my very first meeting, I knew. Thank God. Like, I knew. There was nothing inside of me said, like, no, NA's bad. Like, that was never my thought. I was like, you guys are going to save my life. I just don't know how. Because every time you guys would open your mouth, like, I would come out of it. You know, like, anything that you said, I could 100% relate to, and I never knew that anybody else felt the way I felt. Like, I still feel sometimes, I shared about that, like, I still feel like everybody else has the book to life that, like, I never got. Like, that's how I feel. I need reminded a lot of times, like, you're not alone, you know, and this is where I get that from. And so, went to these meetings and did the thing, exactly what we do, and lied, and I get to this meeting, and this woman who was 5,000 years old, truly, because I was, like, other fellowship where I live, we only had one NA meeting a week, so she legitimately was 5,000 years old, and I'm not exaggerating, and she said, like, had her glass on, and she's like, I'm bringing up the topic, well, it was more like this, I'm bringing up the topic of honesty because some of you people need to get stuff off of your chest, and, like, now's the time to do it, you know? And I was like, she knows. Like, she knows that I, holy crap, I have to tell them. And so I did. I shared, and I said, I've been lying. Like, I don't know how many days clean I have. Could not tell you. I didn't use today, you know, and they took me out for coffee afterwards, and they loved me, and they took me home and said, we'll pick you up tomorrow. I fully expected them to be like you, to be like, nah, we're good, we don't want you, you know, like, you're definitely not good enough, and they didn't, and that was, like, one of my first experiences with that. And so I still kept, like, going to meetings. I go to court December 2nd of 2010, and, like, I go in, and again, my mom wasn't there, and again, the principal, Pop, kind of realized, like, she needs somebody, and so he, like, it was, I don't even know, there's so many things happened that day. I go into court, they're like, we don't know what to do, we're going to send her, we're going to just, like, bring her back in a couple months. Well, like, I just turned 18, like, 6 days before that, and my dad, who I'd said had passed away, had a life insurance policy, so, like, I was going to be getting some money, not, like, a ton, but enough, and enough to, like, die on, because that's who I am, and that's what would have happened, I think, or, like, worse, you know, whatever worse than death is. And so Pop takes me out, he sits me down, he explains Maslow's pyramid. And if you've heard of that, but, like, so the very bottom of Maslow's pyramid is, like, having a house over your head. The top, the next piece is, like, it's a pyramid, obviously, and the next piece is, like, having food to eat. The next piece is, like, belonging, like, family, friend, you know what I mean? And it goes up, and on the top of it is self-actualization, which I believe is humility. That's what humility is to me, and in the more recent years, they've changed it to the top of it being, like, helping somebody else find self-actualization. Literally exactly what we do here. In fucking order. I'm swearing. Anyway, sorry. But in order. Like, that's crazy. So in that moment, I was like, oh, my gosh, you're right, you know? I had pills in my pocket. I threw them out. I didn't use that day. And he talks the judge into going back, bringing me back in that day and sentencing me. And I walk in, and the judge was like, okay, I heard that you were here to ask me a question. And I was like, yeah, like, can you sentence me? Like, I need help. Like, I don't know what to do. And he was like, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened in my life, you know? Okay, sure, I'll give you charges, you know? And I was like, thank you. And you guys showed up. Like, people from the fellowship brought me cigarettes and brought me food, which made me sick, but it's fine. I had some nourishment. And clothes and, like, all of this stuff, you know? And I called my mom, and I was like, hey, Mom, like, can you bring me a couple things? And she was like, nah, man, like, I'm busy, you know? And I knew, like, in that moment that, like, you guys were going to, like, help me do this thing. And, like, I really need to say that, like, I'm not sharing that to make you think she's a bad person. She's not. Like, she was so sick. So sick. And So, like, a couple months later, because it was, like, an adolescent facility, I was on juvenile probation. Couple months later, I'm freed, and it was Valentine's Day, Freedom Day. And I come home, and I end up, like, living with my first sponsor, which is weird. It was all very weird, man. And I was welcomed back into school, and I'm in the principal's office every day because I'm hanging out with him, because he's helping me with schoolwork, because we're building a relationship, not because I was in trouble. And the teachers are, like, loving me and proud of me, and, like, I remember, like, just, like, all these things. The rehab that I went to asked me to come back and speak. My principal came. He came to support me, you know, and, like, give me a few pointers, you know, because I was terrified. And, like, just all this stuff, like, anytime that something happened, like, they were there. You guys were there. April 29th of 2011, I had, like, 4 months clean, five maybe, and I found my mom. She'd overdosed. She died. My sponsor was with me, and my sister was with me. I was not alone yet again, I was crazy. From that moment on, like, I was crazy. Like, I just can't explain to you really, like, what went on in my head. There were so many different emotions, because, like, there was all this trauma from my childhood, but then at the same time, more than anything, I just wanted my mom. But then at the same time, I knew that she wasn't my mom. But then, you know what I mean? Like, it was just rough. And I, like, dove into recovery, like, thank God. And I don't even want to say that I did, because, like, you guys, like, were there. Like, I don't remember a time, especially for those first, like, couple weeks, that, like, there weren't people in recovery, like, making coffee at my house, you know? And, like, started doing step work, you know? And jumped right in. Because, like, for me, like I said, there's a lot of trauma. So, like, when I work a step, like, it's not, yeah, like, I'm recovering from the disease of addiction, but I'm recovering from so much more. Like, I'm recovering from Kelsey. Like, the shit that goes on inside of my mind sometimes is, like, not recovery related, you know? Like, it's, like, crazy. And then I read our literature, and I put some pen to paper, and all of a sudden it all makes sense. And I know that I'm not alone, and I know that it's all okay, and that nothing is, it's not good and bad. And I'm, like, I wish that, like the feeling that I have today of, like, it's, there's no such, literally, I don't feel like there's a such thing as good and bad. Like, there just is. I mean, I can exhibit bad behavior, but, like, still, even then, like, everything's so gray, because God uses my defects to help people all the time. God uses your defects to help me. Like, I was in a relationship for years that, like, a romantic relationship for years that was so unhealthy, and, like, God used our defects to get us away from each other, you know, like, to push it. And, like, yeah, it was ugly for a little bit, and it still can be sometimes, but, like, thank God for the defects, you know, really, truly. And, like, and thank God that I can, like, look at those and learn from them and, like, try to apply some principle. Yeah. And thank God for the shortcomings. Because there is a difference, you know? Like, I have defects swimming around inside of me all day. It doesn't mean I have to act on a shortcoming, you know? I can't tell you, like, how much fear I have. Like, as soon as I got here, all day, I was like, I'm just pretending like I'm not speaking. I'm going to see my family, you know? That's what I do. And I was like, who knows what I'm going to say. It's fine, whatever. Hopefully something good, but I don't know. And then, like, I get here, and it's, like, 10 minutes before, and I'm like, I'm really going to talk my friend into speaking for me. You know, like, in my mind, I was going to do that. And that's the defect. Like, I'm going to manipulate that person into doing it. There's some form of dishonesty is coming out of there, you know, like, all that stuff. And instead of doing that, defects in there, instead of doing that, what comes out is I was honest with that person. I was like, I just thought about asking you to go speak for me. I'm not going to, you know, but, like, I, you know, like, just, like, getting honest and putting that stuff out of there, because, like, if I don't tell you what I just thought about doing, then it stays in there and it gets uglier and uglier and uglier, and eventually I do it, but I do it on a scale that is, like, a way far above 10. You know, like, we have a scale, like, 1 to 10. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, it should go to 50,000 million stars away. Like, especially if I don't share about it, you know? And, like, I don't know, I have to, like, don't know. I have to tell him that stuff. Where are we out of time?
36.
For what?
36.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, look at this. We have all the time in the world, right?
Yeah.
Holy moly. That's exciting. I thought that I talked about, like, using for too long or something. We have a lot of time. So I guess then I'll go back. I'm jumping. We'll jump. You can jump with me. Physical being. Jump. So I, like, got in eventually then, like, I went to college. I didn't do that great because I didn't appreciate it yet. I was still 18. And that's, like, something, too, that I really struggled with for a long time is, like, and I still think this way sometimes, and I'm so sorry that I think this way, but I guess I'll tell on it because that's what I should do. But, like, a lot of times, I think, like, it's so hard to be young in recovery. Like, I think that I have it so much harder than anybody who's, like, older in recovery. Like, I do. I don't know why, but, like, because, like, and I remember my, like, biggest thing that I would use on my, I don't know if it's my first or second sponsor, but I would always tell her, my brain's not fully developed yet. Yeah. Like, you know that, right? You know? And it's, like, it was, I made so many shitty decisions. Like, because, like I said, like, I got enrolled in college, which is amazing. Like, I didn't do that. Like, all the people around me helped me do that. But I got, like, funding from the government, wherever that comes from. And so then I, like, didn't care. I'm like, I don't have to pay for it. You know, like, I'm just being honest. Like, I would go sometimes to class, sometimes I didn't. And I would, like, sometimes do work and sometimes I didn't. But again, luckily, like I said, I don't have to do a whole lot of work to get decent grades. So I would, like, slide right through there with, like, B's and C's, and that was fine. And that's, like, showing up half the time, you know. And, like, I just didn't care about that. And then, like, I don't know, I was, like, so, for the first year in recovery, I did the whole, like, no guy thing. It was, like, 9 months, maybe 10 months, something like that, to be honest. But then, like, once I was allowed, you know, it was game on. I wanted three of you. Like, if I could have three boyfriends at a time, that would be perfect. I still say that sometimes. Like, I would love to be married and have a boyfriend. Everybody being okay with the situation, but, like, I desire a lot of attention, but I also, so, like, I need one to, like, let me just tell you what I need. I need one to, like, be, like, the person giving me all the attention, and then I need one to ignore me, so then I'm trying and I'm working for their attention. Somebody relates. Thank you. Okay, there's a few. It's a few of us out there. So, like, I really think that. And I don't act on that, clearly, just for today. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Something comes up. Who knows what's going to happen. If it's not, I mean, if it's practical, right, then it's spiritual sometimes. Every once in a while. Co-sign that. Thank you. But, yeah, so, like, as soon as I, like, found out that I was allowed to have a boyfriend, I wanted them all. But then at the same time, I also wanted none of them. Like, none of you were actually my boyfriend, but, like, maybe three or four of you thought that you were. And when I say that I used people, like, that's, like, what happened. I say it, like, it's funny, but that's just because it hurts, you know? Like, it hurts that I did that to people. I don't want to be like that. I want to live like that, you know, and I can do that clean. Like, I can hurt you clean. I have hurt you clean. I've hurt me clean. And I guess, like, that's why step work is so beautiful. I was going there earlier, step work. And I kind of want to jump over to that, actually, since we have time. I'm sorry. You don't care. So I worked step one, and I was like, this makes sense. I get it. Like, I understand. I kind of, like, breezily worked one, if that makes sense. Like, I knew from my first meeting that I wanted to be here, so that made sense to me. And I was like, this is, like, the solution that's going to work. So I, like, worked one. It was weird. Went to two, and I stopped immediately, and I was like, no, I don't want God, so I'm fine working one for the rest of my life. And I worked one for, like, a year. And my sponsor finally was like, do you understand that zero times does it say God in step two? Zero. It doesn't. That's not what it says. It does say power greater than yourself. Do you think that there's nothing greater than you? Let's talk about that. And So I had to, like, get real. And, not, like, are you kidding me? And So, the power greater than myself became, like, pain. Pain, like, we say pain is the greatest motivator. Like, that, like, you want to talk about the capital P? Pain for me. Like, when it hurts, man, I'm going to change. It might take a little bit, but I will change for that. And then, like, the literature is so much more powerful than I, you know? It can change. Dude, I can read one line in our literature, and it can change my whole perspective on everything in an instant. One line. If you haven't opened a book yet, please open a book. Like, just one. I don't care. It is one of them. Open up. It's beautiful. The group conscience, you know? Having that, just like all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about when I say power greater than myself. So then it's time to move on to three, right? And I'm like, don't care. Again, like I said, now it does say the G word. I said the G word. I would not say G-O-D. I didn't want it. I didn't like that. It was the reason why my childhood sucked. God, no, don't. G word's bad. Don't even bring up the J word. Don't say it in front of me because it's going to get ugly. I said a lot of, like, really horrible things to a lot of really good people about their God. Like, that's who I was, man. Like, I was so full of, like, anger and resentment. It wasn't even funny, which is why we work four. For anybody who didn't realize, if you thought it was like 1, 2, 3, stop. It's not. Four's there. Keep going. But I did, you know, I got to three and I was like, no. And then I realized, like, I found out through the literature yet again, because the literature has that solution every single time. What do you want God to be? It says, as we understood him. Do you not? What don't you understand about that? And so I started doing research, man, on all of them. Like, and, like, Buddha never said he was a god and whatever. But Buddhism is amazing. Like, I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't talk about that stuff. But, like, for me, that was, like, the outlet that I needed. Because I was able to find some form of, like, maybe, like, conform. Maybe I was able to conform a little bit, you know, because I always thought I was so different, always needed to be so different, and that gave me, like, a little bit of hope that, like, I would be able to go further, and it was, like, the first surrender. Like, step one was a surrender, yes, but, like, it wasn't necessarily an internal surrender for me. Like, I get why it is for everybody else, but I was, like, it was more of, like, I'm surrendering this stuff. Like, three was, like, so... such a huge internal surrender, and, like, practicing that shit. When somebody was like, just turn it over, I was like, what do you mean? That doesn't make any sense. I have the power. And so, you know, the surrender, the willingness, it came over time. And it's literally just practicing it. Like, I turn it over, I take it back. I turn it over, I take it back. I turn it over, and eventually it stays over there for a little bit. I take it back again, but, like, it stays over longer, you know? Practicing. That's it. That, like, throughout the whole thing, when people say, I practice spiritual principles, that doesn't mean I do spiritual principles. You know, it literally means, like, I'm practicing this stuff. And so then I, like, moved on to four, and I was terrified because everybody said it was going to be so bad. And I was like, oh my God, this is awful. It wasn't, man. Like, it was so freeing and so beautiful. I wrote all that stuff down. And there was some stuff, like I said, the trauma. I had to, like, call people and talk about it and, like, stuff like that, share some things in meetings that were appropriate. Moved on to five again, like, that was cool. Like, I loved, every time that I've worked five, I've felt like, I don't know, anytime that I'm sitting on one side of the table and there's a recovering addict on the other side of the table and I'm saying something and she's nodding her head yes, I can't even explain that feeling. Like, total relief. And so then I move on to six, and I wanted to die every day. I don't know if you've worked six, but it was horrible. I still, whenever I come up on six, I'm, like, shaking in my boots, you know. Six is hard. So beautiful, I guess, but, like, six hurt. But there was so much that came along with six. Like, I remember... in a month, like, whenever I first started six and I was, like, putting pen to paper and looking at that stuff, I, like, bought a motorcycle. I got a new tattoo, I chopped all my hair off, and I got a new boyfriend. And that made everything better for about 25 seconds. And then it was shit again. But, yeah, it was hard. Six was hard. Seven is freedom for me. Like, people have heard me share it. Seven is the freedom step for me. It just was, like, every time I work it, I just now am in the process of getting ready to go over a seven step with my sponsor. And, like, man, I can't tell you, like, it's, again, it's hard. Like, all that stuff from six is still there. Dominic, your girlfriend wants you. Oh.
She's just my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, of course, of course. She's cute, though. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. He'll forgive me. Oh, okay. That's cool. I love you. Sorry. But, it's not his girlfriend. So, see how I can, like, cause drama without even trying to. Like, let me just, like, jump into somebody else's stuff that's going on and, like, cause all kind of chaos. So, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe God just used my shortcomings to, like, help that situation. I don't know. So, anyway, how's time? How are we on time? Okay. Seven, freedom. Eight, wasn't like a huge, and then, you know, the first time I worked them, eight wasn't a huge thing. I made a list, you know, and I thought, like, so, like, the biggest thing for eight in me is when I was making my list, I was not thinking about step nine, because that was, like, what I was doing. I was like, okay, I need to think about all the people that I need to make amends to and, like, what those amends are going to be like. And that was not it. That's not what we do. Like, we just put the names there. Like, that's, that there's separately for a reason, and I love the reasons. And so I go to nine, and I remember I was working at a rehab at the time, and I was, like, so into, like, steps and, like, I don't know. It was, like, my whole life. Recovery is, like, my whole life at that time. A little bit overwhelming. Maybe, like, I probably did it too much, but it was beautiful. And so one of my best friends from high school, from school, her son is my godson. I'm going to be in her wedding in a couple weeks. Like, it's amazing. I love her. But, like, addiction screws with that stuff, you know? Addiction wants to, like, pull me away from you. And it did. And so, like, I had to make an amends to her. And I was working, and I was like, I can't find this girl. She's not on Facebook, and you know that's how I get in touch with everybody. I don't know her phone number. Like, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to find her. And my sponsor was like, let it be, dude. Like, it's okay. And, like, I swear, like, as soon as I, like, let it go, surrendered it, she shows up at my work. Like, at the rehab, her boyfriend, you know, was coming in. But, she, like, shows up, and she's, like, sitting there. I was like, dude, like, don't leave until I talk to you. Like, in my mind, I'm like, this is my one chance to, like, get to make this amends, and, like, I can't lose it. She's like, oh, okay, you know, and I got to, like, make that amends that day, and, like, she didn't even remember what it was that I did to her, you know, like, she was like, no, dude, like, I love you, like, I just want us to be friends again, like, I haven't known where you're at or what's going on, and, like, you know, this thing with this guy, and, you know, can you help, and all this stuff, and they're getting married, you know, and I'm gonna be there for that, and it was, like, one of those little experiences where I realized, like, God is, like, doing this thing. Like, it's not me. And, again, when I say God, like, that's the word I use. Like, please use whatever word you want. Whatever motivator that is. I moved on through there, and I thought that I had to, like, make all the amends right away. And my sponsor was like, no, it's fine. Like, we're going to move on to 10. It's time. And I, like, obsessed over 10, dude. Like, I was crazy about 10. Like, I needed to do, it was like 6 all over again. Like, I needed to do every single thing perfect every day. So then at the end of the day, whenever I worked my 10th step, I was able to check off every single thing. You know, like, did I go to a meeting today? Yeah. Did I talk to my sponsor today? Yeah. Did I hurt anybody? No. You know what I mean? Like, all of those things, like, I was, like, crazy about it. And, like, that's when I mess stuff up. Like, whenever I am so obsessed with doing everything the exact way that I think that I need to do it, everything becomes chaotic. Like, whenever I step into a little boy and girl's relationship, like, then shit's getting chaotic. That's, like, that's the truth. Like, that's a perfect example. And, so, like, 10 was like that for a while. And you know, like, how the steps work us. Like, over time, I let it go again, like, another surrender. And then it just, like, falls into place every single time. You know? And 11 was another one that, like, I thought that I had to search through prayer, like, that if I wasn't praying 50,000 times a day, I wasn't doing it right, or I wasn't doing enough, or, like, God didn't like me, or something went wrong, that meant that I'm doing something wrong, like, it's my fault, and, like, I'm, like, bringing up, like, all of this, like, self-centeredness and ego and, like, all of that into my step work, and, like, again, yet again, over time of, like, messing it up, just like with the traditions, like, how have we all learned what the traditions are? By breaking them, you know? How have I, like, I was just talking to somebody else about this before the meeting, like, I have used the second tradition to hurt you so many times I can't even explain it. Like, I will attack you with a tradition, you know? And the person said, like, if we're going to war, that's not how you work it, you know? And, like, the steps is, like, for me to, like, is find humility, for me to be here. And I'll share this last thing, and then I'll shut up because I know I'm sure that I'm out of time. Recently, like, I've been feeling like this, but I feel like that's not okay. Like, I've been so, like, caught up in, like, am I complacent? Is this bad? Why am I not having more spiritual experiences? Why am I not doing, like, you know what I mean? Like, why am I not, like, constantly feeling in the conscious contact? I don't consciously feel it. Like, just, like, totally obsessing over all of those things. But, like, what's the reality? I'm still talking to sponsees regularly. I'm talking to sponsors regularly. If somebody asks me to speak, I show up even though I really don't freaking want to. Am I going to meetings? Yeah. Am I, like, harming people in my daily life, like, on purpose? No. You know, if I do cause harm, do I apologize? Typically, yeah, if I know. You know what I mean? If I know that I've caused harm, yeah, like, I'm going to apologize to you. Like, am I doing all that stuff? Yeah. And I think that I'm just, like, getting to a place in recovery where, like, that's how it becomes, you know? Like, I'm so used to it being like this all the time that, like, this is okay. Yet again, not good or bad. Like, it just is. And, like, it's uncomfortable and it's strange and it's weird because, like, serenity is not, like, what I don't expect serenity, you know? That's just not how it is, but I think that that's happening. Humility is happening, like, I'm not doing them, like, they're just happening, which is really cool. But that's all I have. Thank you guys so much for being here.